از پشت این نگاه کن، اینو باید بزنی. آره میبینی چیزی؟
Here, hungry people are waiting for food. I spent about 3 weeks in Mogadishu. They're running to get the food. They're waiting for food. They're hungry. They receive only one meal every day, as I told you.
Ladan, this camp is called Bad Badu. People's food is those guts and fat. Look at the flies sitting on them. It's terrible. This is the baby that couldn't breathe when she was born.
They are starving, undernourished.
You see? Just look at their ribs.
بازارچه اینا داره؟ همین بازار جنریتور داره دیگه. بازارچه اینا چیزی نداره نه. که نه. همین
فضایی ده ببین مثلا دیوار اینا داره.
آره دیگه همین بازار جنریتور. آره.
کمک می‌کنید فردا من این نمایشگاه رو بذارم عکس‌ها بچینیم؟
فردا صبح؟
آره.
آره.
خیلی خوب. پس اونجا بهتره به نظرتون؟
آره.
خوبه.
آره.
بعد یه اتوبوسی
Then a bus came along and picked me up. It was really interesting. While I was sitting on one of the seats, a father and his children got on the bus and his daughter sat under my feet. She was really cute. She leaned her head and hand on my feet and went to sleep. Her father wanted to wake her up, but I asked him to let her sleep. She had a 10-guinea bill that she was crumbling in her hand. She probably wanted to buy some treats with it, a soda or a juice. When she woke up, she had lost her money and started to cry and scream. I took pity on her and gave her 20 guineas, trying to calm her down. She took the money. As she was getting off the bus, her crumbled bill, which had gotten entangled in her clothes, fell under my foot. I picked it up, and I've kept it as a souvenir. She was holding it so tightly in her hand, intending to buy something with it. It was really interesting.
خوراکی بخره خیلی جالب بود اون آره خوشگل یه بخند ببینم آها نگه حاضری؟
After I finished my job here and took all your pictures and made that documentary, I went to Afghanistan. I was there for 3 months and then returned to Iran. I went to India after a while and my last trip was to Somalia. where I took picture of the war and the famine. I've brought some of the pictures with me, and I need your help to put them on display. Are you okay with that?
Yes.
Would you like to see them?
Yes, I would love to. Aren't your trips dangerous?
Yes, they are. It's really dangerous. Why do you think I'm here? I've come here to see you and find some peace and quiet. The first time I wanted to take pictures, I came here, remember?
Yes.
Take a picture of those windows.
These pictures are really depressing. This shows the indifference of the whole world to some humans.
گفتم هی یا خود پدر مادر بیاد احساسی افتم من حسین فرمیم از آن بیا من رفتم گفتم بیایم بیدم
سومالی رو میتونم تعریف کنم
I can describe Somalia I can see it The things that have happened in Mogadishu, in this city, in recent years can be seen clearly in this picture. The things that happened during their internal conflicts and the damages and the exhaustion. I mean, I can see the tiredness of time in this picture.
For what sins were you killed? If human beings and all the advocates of human rights have a glimpse of faith in their hearts, they will feel the pain of these people and treat it like their own and uproot poverty, instability, and the hardships of these people who are crying out for help with those beautiful looks in their eyes and try to solve their problems.
سازمان ملل که اینا رو ببینن جواب بدن.
روی برنامه‌ای بود از لندن با بله. مصاحبه کردن.
بله.
بعد عکس‌ها رو که در اختیارشون گذاشته بودن این سرای بریده اینا رو نذاشته بودن.
آه.
گفتن که توی شاخه فوتوژورنالیست مثلا ما نمیتونیم یه سری قوانین داره. گفتن بله. چرا؟ این حقیقتاییه که خودشون سیاست گذاری خودشون غلطه. بله. چرا نمیذارن نمایش داده بشه؟ بله. پس واسه چی این اتفاقا داره میفته؟
چون رسوا میشن دیگه. جنایتشون فاش میشه، رسوا میشن در عالم.
اینجا دارم رو میبینم به سمت مرز سومالی و کنیا. توی کنیاست. اونجا بزرگترین کمپ آوارای دنیا هستش.
بله.
بعد اون زمان هم بیشترین آوارهایی که اونجا می اومدن در سر قحطی و همون بحرانی که توی سومالی بود، اصلا کشور سومالی بود. کشورهای دیگه هم می اومدن ولی کمتر بود تو اون زمان.
کلا اینجا اسکان داده شده؟
تقریبا پناه میارن به یه منطقه تقریبا امن ولی کویره، هیچی هم اونجا وجود نداشته، نه آبی